Welcome to the weekly wrap-up, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Kike Castillo. How are you?
Hola, Gasito.
I am good.
How are you?
I am, a little bummed out. We're going to start off with that story today, actually. We'll eventually get to politics. We'll talk about Planned Parenthood. We'll visit the Super Bowl one more time to make me happy.
Of course. You have to talk about that.
Kike will fill us in on the rest of the headlines, but unfortunately, we're going to start with the loss of a legend.
Wow.
Jeremy?
Go ahead, Gus.
You want to play our Legends Last Performance? Sadly, that was the last performance. You can actually hear our producer Jeremy scream, "Sing Whitney" in the background.
Yes, we're talking about Whitney Houston. I think we forgot to mention that. But unless you're living under a rock, you don't know, you should know that Whitney Houston has passed.
The loss of Whitney Houston yesterday.
Yes, so sad.
Still waiting. They said the technical reason is not, it sounds like it's either drowning or...
Well, yeah, the reports are that she basically, well, we can't really say anything, especially waiting on toxicology reports, but that, she was taking prescription drugs and could have passed out or... lost consciousness. Well, that's the same thing as passed out. Anyways, in the bathtub and drowned.
48 years old. One of the best voices of all time.
Amazing. I mean, come on. I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, well, that's actually...
God, nobody can do that song.
No, that is why, sadly, I went to her last performance. One is because... I'm sure it's going to get played over and over again because I was at a party about 2 days ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
Kelly Price. I don't know if you know who Kelly Price is. She was up there and Whitney stepped up, friend of hers stepped up, sang for a little while. No, I mean, she said, it was great. I don't know how drunk she was or if she was or I don't know. She said she was completely coherent.
So would I if I was in front of
that
people.
That is true.
But as a lot of people are saying too, I couldn't really hear very well, how she was doing on that song. But, she just lost her voice. It just was never the same.
Age and drugs will do that to you.
Yeah. What a disaster that her beautiful, voice is gone.
Yeah. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. And I'm sure... The Grammys, which have been going on tonight, just a few blocks away, actually, and just finished, I'm sure, unless they run late, as they usually do, but it's been mostly,
About Whitney?
Yeah.
Did they do a good tribute?
There's been a handful of tributes, and originally, what's her face? Shaka Khan was going to, and Jennifer Hudson. Uh-huh. Shaka Khan was going to join Jennifer Hudson, and they were going to do a tribute, and Shaka Khan... bailed out. Like
what? Why?
She said she didn't feel appropriate performing.
Oh, for Whitney or instead?
No. She was going to perform with Jennifer Hudson as a tribute to Whitney. They were going to sing something. And
well, what I thought was interesting yesterday when it happened, when the news started coming out, they were holding a party for her that night, a pre-Grammy party last night.
Well, it was a Clive Davis's party. She was going to perform at it. She was going to perform.
And she died hours before this party. And everyone was saying, is this party still going to go on? And it did. Do you think that was in good taste? Poor taste?
I think it's, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I'm assuming the party is going to be somber and people are going to talk about it. And a lot of those people there knew her. But what's your other option? Your other option is saying, okay, everybody stay home. Nobody talk about it and let the just press go individually to everybody. I mean, I assume there was a more somber mood at that party, at least at certain times. Although I did see online people trashing like Kim Kardashian because she was like 80% cleavage, and she's like, but people are going to complain. And you're like, really? Yeah. Is there a rule that if somebody passes away, you should show less cleavage?
Well,
because
yeah.
I'm not for that rule.
Well, why would you?
No, I think that's a bad rule.
You stood in my rack last week.
Yeah, that is true. I started the show with it, as
yes,
a matter of fact.
You did.
Well, you know, that happens. They put up another screen, so I can't see it. So,
okay. Well,
we'll have that.
Right.
We'll have that removed soon, I assume, Jeremy. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Good looking out, Jeremy.
They actually, Bobby Brown. Did you hear their daughter?
Bobby Christina,
I believe.
Yes.
She was rushed to the hospital this morning.
Yes. I mean, of course. I mean, she's what, 20, 18, 20?
I think 19 or 20,
such
yes.
Such a young girl. And it's probably been through so much with her parents already. But just to lose her mom, anybody to lose their mom.
And she was with her the night before.
Yes.
And then she tried to go see the body and they wouldn't let her in.
Oh, sad.
So she
lost it. She went over the deep end.
Yeah. Well, I think...
How would you react?
She's fine. They said she's going to be fine.
Right.
And Bobby Brown, they said, he was actually on tour with New Edition, which, yeah. you know, also brings up the question, New Edition's touring?
Cool it down.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing is, I used to love New Edition, but there's a point where boy bands... At this age, is it not like Mr. That's Telephone Man?
What are you talking about? I mean, boy bands are everywhere still.
Yes, yes, but when they're 50, is the voice not Mr. Telephone Man? Is that not what you're doing?
What are you doing?
That's their song with the deep voice.
Oh,
that is the deep voice.
Oh, okay.
They're 50 years old.
You know what? And there's 50-year-old women out there just swooning and crooning and throwing their underwear still.
Well, good for them.
Yes.
Good for them then. I would probably like to be in that band then. That's fantastic for them.
You've never had underwear thrown at you?
No. Well, no.
Mm.
No.
Don't look at me.
No,
I'm not volunteering.
Not. Well, it'd be fantastic. I was hoping this was a surprise. And if that's a question, then you know the answer to that question.
Yes. Okay. Well, maybe I'll just surprise you one day. I don't know.
Now, did you, fantastic, stay tuned. Did you? Yeah, there's no doubt it would throw me. Did you happen to catch any of the Grammys?
I have not. No, I was preparing for the show like a good radio person drove over here. So I missed it.
I appreciate that because somebody has to carry my ass. So thank you very, very much. But even better, I appreciate it more because now I can quiz you on who you believe. Now, the only one I don't know, and I'm sure I can look it up, but I won't, is Album of the Year. That was the last one. That's what it was ending on. And so if you DVR'd it.
Yeah, can you call in? Someone call in. Tell us who won.
That would be fantastic, and that's a fantastic idea. Yeah, please call in 1-800-893-9562. Anything you want to talk about? You saw the Grammys. You know who won Album of the Year.
And let us know about any Whitney Houston tributes you want to say.
That's also, yeah, unfortunately, we can't play any real songs other than that clip for more than a few seconds because Jeremy would take that out of my paycheck.
No.
My paycheck? Is that right? Was that what you would take it out of? That sound right?
Either that or your butt behind.
Yeah, no, he's not going to find a lot of money in there. So here we go. First of all, I was looking at the nominees, and I know who won a lot of these now, but I am still in my 30s, and I'm looking at the nominees. I am.
You were like a vampire of 350 years old.
My voice went to school with God's older brother, but no, technically I'm still in my 30s, but I'm looking at this list of the Grammys and I have no idea what the hell is happening. First of all, what is a Skrillex? Do you know what a Skrillex is?
I'll take a Skrillex for 500.
That's a fine question.
I have no idea.
The answer is Best New Artist Nominee, Skrillex.
That's a band.
It's a band. It's a person. It's a something.
Is it an animal? Is it bigger than a bread box?
I think you know what? I'm assuming if it's nominated, it's probably bigger than a bread box, but I don't know. I assumed it was something from the Brillo pad company. I don't know, but the band Perry, Bon Iver, I assume
what?
That's, do you know who Bon Iver?
I don't know these.
Do you know what's a Bon Iver? Do you know what that is?
No.
Am I even saying that correctly?
Well, I have no idea.
Somebody call in and make fun of my pronunciation, please.
I just want to know why I don't recognize those last two names that you said.
J. Cole, do you know who J. Cole
no,
is?
Gosh,
okay, so far that's... That's three. If you count Skrillex, that's four of the five new artists. Now, to your defense, that's the new artists.
Oh, new artists. Okay.
And Nicki Minaj. I assume you know Nicki Minaj.
Who?
Really?
No. Gullible.
Well, I'm like, holy crap, even I know that one.
I watched the Super Bowl.
That is best new artist. Who do you think?
I love her. I love it.
Who do you think won? Nicki Minaj.
She
was nominated. She did not.
No.
Because that's the one you know. That's why she had to win.
No, because she's awesome.
Bon Iver won.
Go Bon Iver. What are you?
Yeah, that is right. Bon Iver.
Are you serious?
Seriously, if Bon Iver.
That's a good night for these Bon Ivers, whoever they are.
If Bon Iver does not call in now because of that shit, I'm going to be so angry at you.
What is that? I want to know.
Okay, here you go. You ready? You'll know this. You'll know some of these people. Best pop solo performance.
Love pop music. Okay, bring it on.
Someone Like You from Adele.
Oh, yeah, she's good.
You and I, Lady Gaga. Don't fully understand Lady Gaga. Grenade from Bruno Mars.
Oh, I love that song. Yes.
I am aging while I'm reading this. Firework from Katy Perry.
Okay. Yeah, decent.
That's not the enthusiasm Katy Perry was hoping for. And I believe this is fucking perfect from Pink.
Wait, was that the title?
Yes.
What did we say?
Yes. Well,
are we just throwing the F-bomb on purpose?
No. It is F... **IN*. So I'm assuming.
By Pink?
Yes, by Pink.
I don't know that one either. But I really hope that Adele won or...
Stop right there. You have nailed it with best pop solo performance.
Nice.
Okay, we'll give you... So far, you're 1-for-2. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Because I'm good.
Best pop duo / group performance. This is performance. This is not album or song or whatever it is. So we're going with... Foster the People. I don't know what that is. Foster the People, Pumped Up Kicks.
Mm-hmm.
I said it. Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera, Moves Like Jagger. That's fun to say.
That's a good one.
Coldplay, Paradise.
Love it. Stop, Maroon 5. They won.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
I guessed.
Yeah, you did.
I totally guessed.
And you were so wrong.
Oh.
Yes, but that was good enthusiasm. Oh, my gosh, seriously.
I thought I was psyched.
There's been 4 people more wrong than that. And the answer was Tony Bennett and Amy Winehouse.
I didn't let you finish. Don't.
Now, this is sad. Yes, exactly. Hard to guess the answer when you didn't let me finish. But then again, you are a woman. So,
Hold on.
That wasn't sad, was it? So here's what I heard, though, and this was terribly sad as well, is among all the Whitney tributes... Tony Bennett let Amy Winehouse's parents come up and accept that award.
Oh, wow. They won, yes.
Etta James, Amy Winehouse, Whitney Houston all passed away.
Oh, sad.
Yes.
What is happening to the music world?
Apparently they're dying out.
Yes. Do not go into the music world. You'll keel over and die.
I'm pretty sure there's no industry where you live forever, but let me know when that happens. We are going to go with... Best traditional pop vocal album. Best rock performance. We'll give you that.
I like rock music.
Okay. Coldplay.
Really rock?
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Every Teardrop is a Waterfall. Yeah, that sounds rockish. The Decemberists.
Headbanging right now.
Down by the Water.
Again, headbanging right now.
Foo Fighters. Say Foo Fighters. The Fighters of Foo. With Walk. Mumford and Sons.
They're rock?
I don't know.
Love
what is Mumford and when did they have kids?
Yes.
The Cave.
The Cave. Yeah, great.
And Radiohead. Yeah, I like Radiohead. Lotus Flower.
I'm going to go with Mumford and Sons.
Oh, interesting. I don't know what a Mumford is still, but Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters. Is somebody texting you answers right now?
What?
Is someone texting you answers?
No.
Because that's horseshit if someone's texting you answers.
I don't have the internet in front of me.
Best hard rock.
Great.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Hard rock performance. Dream Theater. Do you even know who Dream Theater is?
I'm fastly finding out that I am just a dork when it comes to music.
These are tough. I'm only going to give you 2 more, actually, because these are tough. You know what? We'll move on from there. Best rock album. How about that?
Yeah, let's go.
Best rock album. Do you know who Wilco is?
No.
Okay, good.
Damn.
How about this? I'll take him off the list. He didn't win. Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm With You.
Mm-hmm.
Kings of Leon, Come Around Sundown.
Okay.
Foo Fighters, Wasting Light, and Jeff Beck, Rock and Roll Party, Honoring Les Paul.
I'm going to go with Kings of Leon.
Foo Fighters coming in again. I believe the Foo Fighters had a hell of a night.
Dang.
I want to party
with them tonight.
I'm not going to ask you this question, but I want you to know that under Best Dance Recording and under Best Dance Electronica Album, Skrillex.
What is a Skrillex?
Skrillex.
You just like saying that word.
Yeah, and he dominated.
Okay, well, I don't know what that is. I have never heard that. I don't think so.
Song of the Year.
Okay,
we'll give you the big 3 because I now know who is album, record, and song of the year.
How?
Well, either Jeremy did it.
Oh.
Did you do that?
Thanks, Jeremy.
Seriously, you were like a Jedi over there.
He is. Obi-Wan.
Holy crap, you're barely conscious, but you're pulling shit off.
That's why he's Obi-Wan.
Song of the year. Adele, Rolling in the Deep.
Ooh, love that song.
Bon Iver. I don't even know what that song is. Holocene, maybe? Bruno Mars, Grenade. Okay. Mumford and his kids. Mumford and Sons, The Cave. Kanye West, who didn't show up tonight. Oh. All of the Lights.
I'm going to go with Adele again.
Adele did win that one as well. Rolling
girl.
Deep, Song of the Year. Do you know the difference between Record of the Year and Song of the Year?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either until I looked it up. But it was until I just looked it up shortly before I asked that question to you. Song of the Year is the same song, I believe, but it goes to the writer. Record of the Year is the recording
artist.
Yes.
Wow, I did not know.
Record of the Year, Adele, Rolling in the Deep, Bon Iver, Bruno Mars, Mumford & Sons, Katy Perry.
Ha. Huh. And do you know what a gramophone is?
I have no idea. What the hell is a gramophone?
You don't know what a gramophone is. I'm laughing, but
what is a gramophone?
It's where the Grammys comes from. It's shortened for the Grammys. It's the, you know, like a record player with a little like trumpet horn coming out of it. You know, those old fashioned ones.
Yeah.
That's the gramophone awards.
That's what a gramophone is?
Yes.
I had no idea that's what a gramophone was.
Your grandmother probably had one, so you could ask her.
I can't ask her. I can ask her.
I'm sorry.
I can ask her.
Awkward.
I can ask her, but I'm pretty sure that box is just going to not move at all.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Well,
sorry.
You know, it happens.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
No, don't bring him in, but he didn't do it.
I'm just digging deeper.
Okay. Last one, and then we will move on. Because this, no, album of the year. I'll give you the big one.
Okay.
The big one. If you DVR'd this, seriously, then... Yeah, at this point, you might as well just listen to this anyway. Album of the Year, Adele, 21. Mm-hmm. The Foo Fighters, Wasting Light. A lot of the same names. Lady Gaga, Born This Way. Not sure what way Lady Gaga was born. Bruno Mars, Doo-Wops and Hooligans, and Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Rihanna is a good guess.
Oh.
But Adele won another.
She swept.
I believe she won all six
Adele,
of the ones she was nominated for. That she was nominated
yeah,
for, I believe
so. Yeah,
she was
nominated for six.
I believe she won all six.
How do you celebrate? How do you think she's going to celebrate? What would you do?
I would get shit-faced.
Okay, and?
Sometimes I do that when I'm not celebrating.
Okay, and that's it?
Sometimes. Well, here's the thing. I was going to get shit-faced, and then the question is do I need to celebrate something or not?
I'm taking it as no. You just get shit faced for whatever.
Well, it's the Grammys.
Yeah,
it's the Grammys. You're going to a party.
Going to a party.
You know what? Actually, this year, sadly,
she needs a stroller to take those six Grammys on with her to the party.
Well, congratulations to Adele for apparently kicking some ass and after having some sort of throat surgery as well. Good for her. But you know what? When we come back, whether you want to talk to me about it or not, we're going to talk a little politics and Mr. Rick Santorum.
You are not leaving.
Santorum received significant attention when he gave a quote to the Associated Press in 2003, Supreme Court and homosexuality. If the Supreme Court says that you have the right to consensual sex within your home, then you have the right to bigamy. You have the right to polygamy. You have the right to incest. You have the right to adultery. You have the right to anything. Does that undermine the fabric of our society? I would argue, yes, it does.
Whoa.
That's nice, isn't it?
Whoa, wow.
Yeah.
This is just, okay. Let's talk about sex.
That is Rick Santorum, who just actually, although Romney won Maine, Rick Santorum just swept three in one day in, I believe, Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri.
Interesting.
All picked the religious favorite, which...
Santorum.
Yes.
Who's ahead? Him?
Romney is still ahead, but basically they've been fighting. They don't like Romney.
Romney and Santorum right now? Is Newt out of it?
Newt is still technically in it, and he's going to be the entertaining factor because he might go down swinging. He might go down in flames, and as opposed
I
to.
I hope he does.
But there's. I mean, he's basically, he was the anti Romney, and then he declared it's a two man race, and since then he's been
in out
last
of it.
Place. Yes.
Oh.
And Santorum.
Open mouth, insert foot.
Exactly. And it's not the first time he's done that. And Santorum apparently has taken that spot. He has taken the
religious stuff,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Now, and I will give him this. I will certainly give him this. He is one of my biggest pet peeves in politics is the blatant lying or the rebranding. If you don't feel that people will necessarily believe what you say, you just kind of lie about what the other guy's saying. Mm-hmm. Things like that. But Santorum, as much as I don't agree with his opinions, almost any of them at all, to his defense, and this is the only thing I'll probably say to his defense.
Really? Okay, I'm listening.
He is consistent. He says
consistent to what?
He is no gay marriage. As anti-abortion as you can possibly be.
So he doesn't change his tune to the people that he's politicking to.
No, he is straight. This is what I believe Jesus wants.
Okay.
That is it. Now, and on that note, somebody sent me an email, which cracked me up. The email subject line was a frothy menorah. I'll let you figure that out yourself.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, that's probably better. And it was basically, it was talking about the brain trust behind Rick Santorum's campaign. And this, he very well may not have ever seen this, but some point during last Hanukkah, I'm assuming knowing he's going to run for president, they sent out, his people in South Carolina sent out Hanukkah cards to, I'm assuming, Jews they thought they can get some money from.
Okay.
So they sent out Hanukkah cards. Fantastic. Understand, that's a wonderful plan.
Yeah, it's the holidays.
Yes. And it was a nice little Hanukkah card. However, in the upper left-hand corner of the card was a verse from the New Testament telling you to follow Jesus for salvation.
Okay.
And you say, well, is that your best plan? Is that really? What? Is that your best plan?
It's a holiday card for Hanukkah.
He's
putting a passage of the Bible.
Happy Hanukkah. Have some Jesus.
It jives with me.
Rub some Jesus on your matzah.
Why not?
That's what they said. I can't believe it's not Jesus on your matzah.
He's the one that's like, you know, talking politics. Well, he's running, right? And he's the Jesus, the religious dude. Well, he's just what he is.
Well,
religious to the core, then, apparently.
Yes. And he very well may not have seen that card, but
so what's your beef with it? I have not.
You don't see the strange thing about putting a Jesus quote, a Jesus verse about following Jesus on a Hanukkah card?
Oh, yeah. I missed that.
Yeah, which part did you miss? The Jesus or the Hanukkah card?
I was just thinking.
Are you my ex-girlfriend? Did you tune me out already?
Yes.
Holy shit. Week three and I'm gone.
What?
Wow.
Oh my. Well,
yeah.
I don't know much about the Jewish religion.
Let me tell you this. Follow Jesus for salvation is not something they would embrace on their Hanukkah card.
Yeah, you're right. No. So why was it on there?
That's the question. Huh. It's not, I'm not questioning his belief. I would do that on a different show. What I'm doing is I am questioning the logic of, hey, have some Jesus with your Hanukkah. That's what I'm questioning.
Okay, I'm following you.
Yeah, a little bizarre, but you know.
That is bizarre. Almost like a misprint. That'd be awesome if it was a misprint.
Oh, no, you know what? It was hysterical. But, and strangely, not the strangest thing about Santorum, but there is the whole, and we're going to get to Planned Parenthood in a little bit, but,
yes.
And the whole contraception and that whole debate.
What?
And that's kind of, well, a lot of that. Their abortion is what they're trying to scare everybody away from Planned Parenthood. But we'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay.
There's been a big battle with contraception as well over the insurance.
Right.
And
Obama just...
Yes. Yeah. They're basically... they were saying that the insurance companies have to offer contraception care to women. Now, churches are exempt already. But they were saying church organizations, so church hospitals, things like that, they have a lot of employees who aren't necessarily of that religion.
Of course.
And so they were saying they don't have to supply it, but their insurance that they, as an employer, are supplying has to offer that.
Yeah.
And they had a problem
with that.
Huge problem. They said we should not be directly or indirectly, that is, you know, supplying anything that we don't believe in, and we don't believe in contraception, and so therefore...
But therefore they can't hire just, you know, whatever...
Or at least don't take federal money. Don't take federal money.
You know, that would be, what do you call it, discrimination in the workforce, the hiring only people that are the same religion as you and beliefs as you. You can't do that either. So I don't see the logic in their saying that.
I believe the real reason it has come to that is because the economy's numbers have slightly gone up recently. Still not in a great place, but the numbers have been going up. So they're looking to start a slightly different argument, which is Obama's attacking religion. However, this law, first of all, is already in place in 28 states, and they've never said anything. Hmm. That's already in place in 28 states. They've never complained about it at all up until now. And so Obama gave in a little bit and said, you know what? You don't have to supply it. The insurance companies have to find a way to come up with the money, but it has to be supplied. But you guys don't have to supply it. And they went, not good enough. We're against it. And so, you know, they said that is infringing on their religious beliefs. Okay. Ironically, they have no problems infringing on gay rights, saying you can't get married. You can't, you shouldn't have gay sex. As we heard in that earlier clip, he compared that to incest. He said, even if it's consensual, it's like, then you have to okay incest and things along those lines.
Ew, stop it.
Yeah, that, you know, so, he has no problems infringing, but he can infringe when he believes that's God's idea, which is interesting. But, on gay marriage, Washington State.
Hey, I'm from Oregon. Washington State was my neighbor.
Well, your neighbor is very open-minded.
For real?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Shockingly, Washington State tomorrow, I believe, is going to sign in a law allowing gay marriage.
Really?
Yes.
No
Good
way.
For them.
No way.
Yes. They're seventh. It is the seventh state to allow it.
That's awesome.
That is very good. And as you know, Prop 8 was overturned in California recently.
Right.
So that is, although they're still holding off on marriages, but that's nice to hear as well. So, you know, nice. Before we move on from politics, by the way, I do want to tell you one strange thing about Santorum and
just one.
Come on. Well, there's more. I'll make you Google stuff again.
Okay.
You want to Google stuff again? But, have you ever heard the fetus in a jar story?
Whoa, Gus. Do I want to hear the fetus?
We'll keep it short. Okay. We'll keep it short. But
I'm not sure if I'm going to like this, but go ahead.
It's a little creepy.
Okay.
It's a little creepy. I don't even know how he got it out of the hospital, but apparently his wife had a miscarriage.
Uh-huh.
Nothing funny about that in any way, shape, or form. What he did, apparently, was take the fetus, uh-huh, wrap it in a blanket, bring it home, and then with the other kids and the family, take some pictures, sing to it, cuddle with it.
What?
They didn't like the paperwork, and this kind of ties in with the religion thing. They didn't like the paperwork from the hospital because it described the, you know, infant or the fetus as a 20-week fetus, 20-week-old fetus. And they made them change the paperwork to 20-week-old baby.
Ooh.
Which is interesting that they decided they didn't like the medical term
fetus
used by the medical people.
Right.
Like,
of course, yeah. Of course they wanted.
Is that not what, because that didn't jive with what they thought God would call it.
Yes. But that is just the, I don't know. I've never been put in that situation. I can't exactly judge. But my opinion of that is, like, that's just strange stuff.
It's a little strange.
But you know what?
They're
good for them. You know, they
Seriously?
Love this. Well, they love the baby.
Seriously.
What?
Seriously.
It's a traumatic experience, I think. I just don't know about the lengths that they went to do what they did, but it's sad. I mean, it just goes to show how much they were looking forward to having this life in their lives.
Horribly sad. The incident is horribly sad. I don't joke about that at all.
How did this even get out? Why would you say? Well, I don't know.
You know what? First of all, I think it happened in the Bush family as well. I believe there was a fetus in a jar in a Bush family thing.
But no.
Yeah, no. I think there's. And here's the thing: is when you look up fetus in a jar, more than one story comes up. That's messed up.
So then, after they did all that, then they just formaldehyded the fetus, and it's living in a shelf.
I don't know how you recycle a fetus. I have no idea what you do.
A fetus in a shelf.
I was in a blanket. There was no shelf. I don't know what the shelf life of the fetus is.
Oh.
But no, it was 20 weeks old. They put it in a blanket and then they brought it home. I don't know how they disposed or what they did of it or whether he made it into a necklace. I don't know what he did.
Gus.
What happened?
Shame on you.
I don't know what happened. It's a horrible incident, but the whole thing is strange. I didn't know you can do that, but apparently you can.
You can do anything, I think, nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, okay, let us move. That should move us, by the way, way over to the Planned Parenthood.
Because
I wanted to ask you a couple questions about that.
Switching gears now. Fetus.
Not too much. Bring me over to a little Planned Parenthood. Let's take a listen to this.
This morning, a leading force in the fight against breast cancer is under attack for cutting its ties to Planned Parenthood. Susan G. Komen for The Cure calls it a strategic decision. Critics say it is political payback. Congressional correspondent Nancy...
Then comes this. Was there Shortly after, a couple days later,
Komen's new vice president for policy is a politician from Georgia who has run in the past on an anti-abortion platform. And that leads many to wonder whether her hiring explains the timing of this move. But Komen insists the move was not at all political.
Right. No, not political.
No, not at all.
Not political. And I don't know if we had another clip of that or not, but they eventually, a day later, switched back over and basically recanted.
Yeah, they overturned. One day they're like, we're going to pull our support. The next day, oh, just kidding. Ha,
Now let me get it back. Now let me ask you, I haven't been a woman for years, so what?
Okay. How, just on the weekends?
Well, not anymore. Oh, no. Okay. What was your reaction to this? Did this get you angry in any way, shape, or form?
Well, not really. I mean, it was just, for me, like, when you think of Planned Parenthood, I think because I live in L.A. and Hollywood, I think anywhere outside of the country, they think of Planned Parenthood, the place to go and have abortions. In L.A., it's where the actors go and get health
3%.
Insurance, you know, women, well, women's workup and people with no insurance.
3%. 3%. That was actually, there was a famous quote from one of the Republican politicians who had said, I don't remember if he was a congressman or not, but he stood up and said 97% or over 90%, I think is how he worded it, over 90% of what Planned Parenthood does is abortions. And when the math was done, it was less than 3%.
Less than
3%, and I think it was even less than that. It might have been significantly less than that, but it was less than 3%. And when his office was called on that, their response was, well, that number wasn't supposed to be taken as fact.
Right. No, Planned Parenthood does an amazing, you know, service to people in throughout the country, not just, you know, here where I live and people. I know friends that don't have insurance that, you know, need to go see a female doctor or need to go, you know, breast exams, which is one of the things that the Susan G. Komen, you know, was known for with supplying the money for Planned Parenthood. But I just
so would that not then up would that not upset you or upset them to hear, well, you know what, because I mean, do you understand how or why it was, did you hear how or why the funding was cut off?
Yeah, something to do with the bill. They were under pressure for anti-abortion groups, advocates, and something to do with the, it was kind of tied up in legal jargon.
Well, I mean, some of this could be argued, and some of this is certainly fact. Karen Handel, who ran for the governor of Georgia recently, I believe in the last election, did not win, but she ran on one of the things on her platform was she was going to cut out funding for Planned Parenthood, try to eliminate Planned Parenthood. And so she then becomes VP of policy at Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
They pass, without really anybody knowing about it, I mean, people there may have known about it, but nobody else really seemed to know about it. It wasn't anything that was made that public. They passed a new regulation that was, they can no longer fund anything that's under investigation.
Then
a congressman, a Republican congressman, without any reason other than obviously being against Planned Parenthood, said, but no evidence, said, I want to investigate Planned Parenthood and make sure that no taxpayer money is going towards abortions,
mm-hmm.
which is fine if he wants to call for that, but he can just randomly call for that. And there they use that as an excuse to say, oh, well, now it's under investigation. Therefore, that led everybody to believe this VP had that plan from the beginning.
Right. It sounds like it.
Call for an investigation based on nothing. Because technically, if they were using those taxpayer money for abortions, that's illegal anyway.
Right.
So if he had evidence, they would already be investigating that. He called for an investigation to make sure, mm-hmm. to rile up his base, I'm sure, you know, get people excited. And then they can turn around and say, oh, look, it's under investigation. Sorry, we can't do it anymore.
And this Karen Handel stepped down.
She resigned.
Yeah, yes. She resigned.
She resigned. She was vague on whether it was hers.
Too much of a focal point, that she was becoming too much of a focal point. I'm like, mm-hmm, right.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that, because it was mostly your fault.
Yeah, because it was yours.
Exactly.
Your idea, lady. I'm just glad that the funding is back for Planned Parenthood.
It did not take them long. I think the
2 days.
2 days is what it was?
3 days, yeah.
It was, and Planned Parenthood got some good funding as well during that time frame.
Great. Yeah, from all the supporters. And that's what I say. You know what it was? It was the people. It was the outcry. It was, you know, the advocates for Planned Parenthood. It's like people speaking up. It's the power of the people is very, very great if you think about it. If people rally together to create change.
Doesn't happen often enough, but yes, when it does happen, especially in a good cause like that, that's fantastic. And it didn't take them long to back down. A couple of people other than Karen Handel, a couple of people before they reversed it, they decided that they were going to step down. One or two people high up decided they were going to step down to protest.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decided that they were going to reverse their decision. I don't know if those people came back to work. They decided they were going to reverse their decision. And then Karen Handel resigned and basically said she was too much of a focal point. Didn't necessarily take it, you know, say she avoided the question on whether or not that was, you know, how responsible she was for it. But she was VP of policy.
So yes.
You have to be pretty smothered in that policy if that's your job.
No kidding.
You know, I have not a lot of opportunity left to talk about my Giants.
Oh, sorry.
They've been
switching gears. Wow, we just tackled like heavy subjects this week.
Well, you know,
a lot of seriousness.
Yeah, there's only going to be so much seriousness.
So
but when people start
light.
Dropping dead, people
yeah.
start dropping dead. You gotta lead off the show with them, unfortunately. But Jeremy, you have to be kind of happy. So let me tell you this, by the way, before I go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Well, you know what? You know what? Before I go to the Super Bowl,
yes,
Jeremy, you have to be pretty happy that you don't have to actually wish them luck every week since you don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, you know, I was actually kind of looking forward to it, but there's no reason to do it now, so.
You can move on to the Knicks. They need all the help they can get.
Oh, please. Okay. Really? Now we have to deal with the Knicks?
Well, you know, I mean, if they make the playoffs, then we'll talk about that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You have some time. You have some time until that happens. But. If I'll tell you now, a little hint that if I can, I am hoping that eventually this Nick first Asian American point guard
yeah,
is going
that.
Nuts from Harvard grad going nuts for the Knicks. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's first four games started. He put up more points than LeBron James did in his first four games. It was most points in like 35 years. It was ridiculous.
He's Asian.
Asian American, first
awesome.
Harvard grad.
Awesome.
Nobody thought it was coming.
Nope.
Nobody saw it coming. As a matter of fact,
anywhere.
The coach was up, you know, his job was in jeopardy. They were losing games all over the place.
He was couch surfing.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right.
I can relate. People in LA can relate.
He said, holy crap, can I sleep on your couch? I have a game tomorrow at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And then he went nuts.
It's a beautiful story.
Just beat up Kobe. Not physically, but they just played the Lakers, where Kobe usually owns the Knicks.
Uh-huh.
Owns the Knicks. And Jeremy Lin scored 38 points.
For real?
And beat him. Beat him, outscored Kobe, outshot Kobe.
I love it.
And led the Knicks to a victory, which
it's
is
the
shocking.
Underdog story. I love it. You want to root for someone like that.
It really is fantastic. So, you both have that to look forward to with me forcing the Knicks on you. But for my last opportunity, bring me back to the Super Bowl if you can, Jeremy.
This country can't be knocked out with one punch. We get right back up again, and when we do, the world's going to hear the roar of our engines. Yeah, it's halftime, America. And our second half's about to begin.
From the 49, Brady, barring a defensive foul, the game ends here to the end zone. Hernandez is there, tipped and batted. Gronkowski can't get it. Incomplete. And the New York Giants, given the last rites by many in December, are the Super Bowl champs in February.
Oh, to be a fly on your wall when that happened.
Oh, I was a nervous wreck.
Did you just go nuts?
Okay, so.
Were you like a go, you know, climbing the walls, yelling hysterically?
Ironically, I was over at another friend's house watching, who is a Giants fan. We didn't go to a party because I don't need a bunch of people not rooting for the Giants there. So he and I are watching the game. His wife is there and one other friend is there. And late in the game, I didn't want to leave the game, so I'm holding my bathroom run. Finally, it's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. I run to the bathroom, and this is late fourth quarter. And the big pass, as I'm walking back, I'm down the hallway, and the big, you know, 3 minutes left in the game, Giants throw the biggest play of the game. 38-yard pass to this guy who makes a great catch, Mario Manningham, falling out of bounds. So the play of the Super Bowl. Fantastic play. Everybody's freaking out.
Yeah.
So they call timeout. They review it. They're looking at it. Okay, it's good. Everything's good. Fantastic. So what do? I have to watch the rest of the game in the hallway.
In the hallway.
Well, that's where I was when that play happened. They were losing, and then I was walking back, and I'm in the hallway, and I see that play happen. It's like, yeah, everybody goes nuts. And you go, all right, well, now I got to go back. I can't come here and sit down. If I come back and sit down and they don't do well, that's my fault.
Oh, shut up.
So I'm in
you
the hallway.
You are ridiculous.
Well, now here's the thing.
So
if I couldn't see the TV.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm a little retarded. There's no problem.
Oh, my
but
God.
But if
God.
There was no, if there was, if I couldn't see the TV, I'm sure I would find a way around
silliest,
it.
Silliest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, believe
really
me, I was told that.
You really think that if you would have gone back, they wouldn't have done well? Like, the whole play would have just lost because Gus went back to the living room.
I think it's, I think it's unlikely.
Some magical forces that happen like that?
I think some strange shit happens around me.
Incredible.
Are you trying to deny the possible effect of me standing in the hallway on the Super Bowl?
1,000,000,000,000%.
I don't know about the math, but that seems...
it's a lot.
It does seem like a lot.
The silliest, funniest thing.
Well, you know, I do. I still have back problems from a 4 overtime game the Islanders played in like 1988.
Oh my goodness!
I was laying on my stomach watching the game, and they scored, and we're like, "Oh, that's it. That's where you are for the rest of the game." That was bad. It was a mess.
You were bad.
No, I'm just stupid. But it's
okay. You said it, not I.
There's not a lot of logic to the superstition.
You, but I was like, just want to be like.
Oh no, there's no doubt. I have my share of problems. there's definitely
no
doubt.
We'll go into that a lot more over the weeks.
So shortly after the game, we're all freaked out, and I mean, I'm so neurotic about that stuff that it's an hour after the game, and I'm still hoping they somehow don't lose it. You know, I'm still a nervous wreck. You know, I'm hoping somehow something doesn't get changed. I'm all excited. And Jeremy texts me, sorry about the Giants. And I'm like, is that a joke? I don't understand what he means. What the hell's wrong with this guy? Well, I don't understand. So I assume he's kidding. And I text back something like, holy shit, I can't believe they won. And he texts back, had no idea what happened. Figured I had a 50% chance of being right.
Jeremy, that is hilarious.
What the hell is that, dude?
Oh, man, that's good. You know, you were talking about going to the bathroom during the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That morning or whatever, I was watching the news, and it said that day, the Super Bowl Sunday, is the biggest day for urinary tract infections.
Seriously?
Because people hold their pee.
Is that true?
Yes.
Who? What?
And they don't go during the commercial breaks because everybody wants to see the commercials. So, yeah, it's a high rise. It's a day where the rise in percentage of urinary tract infections happen.
That
from
is...
From holding pee.
What? Well, first of all, that is a great...
Google it, people.
That
honest.
Is a strange, strange...
Jeremy
stat.
Told me where you had to go to the doctor the following day because that's what he was suffering from.
Jeremy's mostly infection. But here's my question is what the hell were you watching that told you that? Like, what were you watching? And here's our list of most urinary infection days.
Yeah. Like, hey, I'm a walking, you know.
Ranking seventh in urinary infection days, May 7th.
Wikipedia.
Oh, well, that's, that. You know what? I heard Groundhog Day is a horrible day to get gout.
What?
No, I made that up.
Hey, but speaking of Groundhog, did he see the shadow? Did he not?
I still don't understand that.
Oh, okay, but
it
goes along with your silly superstition of like.
We have people named Dallas Rains. Can he not tell me? Why do I need a groundhog? This groundhog doesn't know what's going on. Johnny Mountain. There's a man named Johnny Mountain.
Yes. What's the other one? Come on, you've named about two out of the three major weather people.
Ed El Nino? I have no idea. Who else is
La Nina.
that's the female.
Yes.
I didn't. Yeah,
good
I don't
you.
Know.
You know that.
Well, you know,
it's good.
It's very, very, very bilingual. I am. So did you catch the halftime show?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
That's when I held my pee.
Careful, people get sick. Apparently, what'd you think?
Well, I'm a big fan of Madonna's. I love Madonna. Ever have. Always have been. And I liked it. I liked it a whole lot. I love the theatrics of it. I think her music was great. She mixed over like Ella. She mixed, you know, Nicki Minaj, MIA, LMFAO. Well done.
I don't understand how LMFAO is.
That was great, wasn't it?
I don't understand.
And what about that guy with the trapeze? Like,
oh yeah,
on.
Or Garfunkel on a Wire? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I saw that guy. I don't understand what
hilarious.
That was.
And I like the camera angle on that.
That was bizarre. That was bizarre. Garfunkel on a Wire? Did you see that? That
was
strange.
Was Jules okay?
I don't.
Family Jewels? I was like.
I'm not sure he had those with him.
He totally upstaged Madonna at that point. It was like, Madonna, who? Oh, look at that guy bouncing in his privates.
Yeah, you're bouncing on a wire on your thingy.
I liked it. Did you like it?
I thought it was fine. I thought it was fine. First of all, I like her, just because of my age, probably. I like her earlier stuff. So, you know, she came with Vogue, or she was on early, or Like a Prayer. She had a little bit of that going on. I like those. The song Music drives me nuts. And that pep rally sounding song. I was talking to Keith about that yesterday. That pep rally song where they're singing, but saying Madonna in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that crap. I hate that crap. Now, here's the thing is, I don't blame her for doing it. I'm not her audience, so I understand that. I think she's a, marketing genius, and I can make all the jokes I want, but she's a marketing genius. So I don't question, she always gets her name back in there, and of course she's...
Well, she's evolved again. What do you call it? Transformed herself again.
Yeah.
She's reinvented. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. She's kind of reinvented herself again. She's more aligned with, Nicki Minaj, Katy Perry, she's moving with
whoever. Yeah. Well, she is like that person who's always dating whoever's famous. I mean, dating. I mean, she was first the famous person. I don't mean actually dating. I mean, she was first the famous person. And then as she got older, Britney and Christina Aguilera became famous. Mm-hmm. So she comes out and makes out with them during the special. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay.
Like, hey guys, I want some of it.
Exactly. And people talk about her for a while and fantastic. And then it's, hey, you know what? I got an album coming out. I'm 53 years old. I'm not coming out.
I want to look like her when I'm 53.
It'd be hard to argue with that. She looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. But so what does she do? Like you said, now she comes out with other people.
Yeah.
So, whoever's hot at the time. And that's...
But that's just part of being an artist.
It's part of her marketing. It's
revolution.
It's part of her marketing. It's brilliant. She, she does a great job, and that's. But now,
did you see the ads?
The ads. The ads I saw. But before that, did you see MIA? What did you think about MIA?
Oh, that's right. I wanted to say something about that. No one. Here's the thing. No one saw it live. Apparently, maybe slick camera trickeries, happened. I was watching it, and I didn't see that camera angle.
I barely saw it in the replay.
Right, but they played the crap out of it on the news.
Oh, yeah.
And now we all know. But I thought, I don't know. I kind of thought it was more for, shock value. I think MIA is like, oh, crap, my paper airplanes music died down, and now I don't have, much going for me, so I'm going to do something to stand out,
Now, Keith was telling me she has a song coming out called Bad Girls.
Okay.
Okay, so you have a woman called, a song coming out called Bad Girls, and you put her on the halftime show, and according to Keith... she even curses in the song. Now, I don't know. I don't know if that's accurate or not. That he said, so how surprised are you? And if you're Madonna, who is known to cause.
About her flipping the bird.
You, of course. But Madonna, I'm saying, cause that doesn't seem like that would offend you. It's not something that would offend me either.
Okay.
But people were complaining about it. Even Madonna said, it was tasteless and irrelevant teenage thing to do, is what Madonna said. Madonna's a woman who, before she was 53 years old, was not afraid to do whatever the hell she had to do to get the publicity.
Hell no.
So I find that a little ironic. And
she's maturing, maybe.
Is she maturing, or is she
53? I hope so.
Or did she just get upstaged by somebody
else?
Totally,
that too.
I mean, what is she going to do at this point in time? When you're 53, you have to make your choices.
You're on the way out.
Yeah. When she was 33, she would have had her own wardrobe malfunction. At 53, she puts on a good
show.
She's
got plenty of stuff in her lifetime. She doesn't need to.
Did you ever see the book? The sex book?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh,
did
good time.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. No, there wasn't a whole lot of reading going on, I don't believe.
That was the Truth or Dare book, right? Back in the day.
Yeah, I think so.
It was like Vanilla Ice, Cool Moe Dee, Madonna's vagina, and some background. That was like 125 pages of that.
So we saw her vagina?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, oh my goodness, yes.
Interesting. Can we get our hands on a copy? I want to see.
We have had our hands on a copy. At least our hands on a copy. Yes. Yes. Sadly, we never bought the book, so the bookstore wasn't all that happy about it.
Ew.
But you know what?
Yes.
You know what? As long as nobody's in the aisle, who's going to know? Who is going to know? I apologize. I cut you off. You were asking about the ads.
Yes, the ads. I mean, that's another great thing about the Super Bowl.
Now, what'd you think of the ads this year?
Let's see. I thought they were okay. My favorite ad. Well, let me ask you. Can you guess which was my favorite ad.
I would have, you know, here's the sad thing is they weren't all that memorable. I only remembered a few.
No, they weren't.
And yet I have a good guess.
Yeah,
I have a good guess. Was it mostly Naked Man?
Oh, keep talking.
Yeah. She was the David Beckham ad. I don't even know what they were selling. David, were they selling Beckham. David Beckham? Is that what they were selling?
I will buy David Beckham.
I got no doubt.
I will buy his skin. I will buy his tattoos. I will buy his
There's a lot of tattoos.
What a handsome man.
I was offended.
I am so jealous.
I was offended by the nudity.
Victorious. posh Spice. I am so jealous of you.
That was like a minute. Commercial, and it was like 57 seconds of just, you know, slowly panning down his tidy whities, was it not?
Yes, and that's when I wish I had a DVR again, and I would just replay it.
Yeah, you know what? That's probably been done a lot.
I want to say something about that. Finally, us women get a commercial that is targeted to us in the same blatant way that your Dear Victoria's Secret commercials are handed to the men.
Yeah.
The skin, the TNA. Finally, TNA for women, and I just drooled. It was like, oh, wow. Okay, gosh. That was good.
Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing is it was uncomfortably slow, that commercial. But that being said, it's hard to argue with that. I mean, that's a Victoria's Secret commercial all the time. That's a GoDaddy commercial, except the only difference in GoDaddy commercials, they do Danica Patrick, which doesn't appeal to me too much more than David Beckham does.
Okay.
So I don't understand.
I don't understand that either, but.
Well, Danica Patrick, seriously, that's who you're getting to sell me stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it, but you know, so be it.
She's vanilla.
Yeah, I mean, she's fine.
Yeah,
she's better looking than I am.
Vanilla.
I'm not comparing her to me, but I'm saying comparing her to the actresses that you're on TV.
I love all these references to like females and you and, you know, what's going on today, Gav?
Those references are not made enough.
Yeah.
They're not made enough.
You have a female energy, don't you?
Well,
yeah.
No, once again, not enough.
Ew.
Certainly not enough.
Shopping.
Did you?
Want to go shopping?
No, that's not. You really don't want to go shopping with me. I can't even go food shopping without immediately getting bored.
Oh, boy.
Like the second I walk in, it's like.
Then you couldn't handle a 3-hour shopping, you know, to the mall with me.
No.
3 hours.
No. Oh, oh good Lord, no.
Okay.
No, not unless you're just trying stuff on. What are you shopping
that's
for?
That's great fun for you to watch, you know.
Depends what you're shopping for.
Oh. Clothes.
Nah.
Oh.
Nah.
Laundry?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Shoes?
Yeah.
Handbags.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. You got no. No. I mean, here's the thing is, no matter where we're going, you should talk like that. But no, there's not a chance anything but the lingerie. The handbags. Seriously, I fell asleep before you finished the G of that word.
Okay.
It was tough.
Moving on.
Did you see Clint Eastwood ad? Did you see that?
I actually probably went to the bathroom then.
That was when you held it into the Clint Eastwood ad?
Yes.
Nice.
Stayed for David Beckham and left when the old geezer came on.
What the hell?
Love you, Clint.
Dirty Harry's on. I'm going to go pee.
Harry.
What the hell? That was ridiculous. Did you see that ad? You have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. Are you still awake over there?
The thing about Clint Eastwood is that his real voice? Does he have to sound like he's Dirty Harry in everything that he does?
Or I think it is his real voice.
You think that's just how he talks?
Look at his face. His face matches his voice. He's weathered and old and
gritty. He's a little leathery. Well, here's the thing is, tough at this point in time, like, can you imagine if all of a sudden he starts talking like Pee Wee Herman and you're like, oh my God, that's what he sounds like normally?
Oh, like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. He's basically typecasted into using that voice.
Let me ask you.
And he makes millions of money.
He's pushing 80. You think he's looking to branch out into other roles?
That's true.
Is that what you're thinking? He's looking to get into Wong Fu, the sequel? Is that what you're thinking is going on?
Yeah.
I think Clint's doing all right with his gruff, don't mess with me, Dirty Harry
he's
thing.
Fine.
I just gargled charcoal.
Now you're talking like
asphalt.
I am Jeremy Charcoal.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I can make fun of somebody's voice, but.
Well, don't make fun of Clint.
No, there's no way. There's no way. But here's the thing is that he caught, well, he didn't, but they were, Republicans were actually bitching about that ad because the ad was a pro auto industry ad. We played the clip, the last part of the clip, and it's basically saying, hey, the auto industry is back. It was a Chrysler ad. Hey, the auto industry is back, which wouldn't be the case if Obama didn't bail out the auto industry. So the Republicans got pissed. Now, the thing that really pisses them off is that, one, it makes Obama look good, and two, Clint is a Republican. Mm-hmm. So, or at least way more Republican than he is a Democrat. So for him to be in this ad pisses him off so much, which made it slightly more entertaining.
It is entertaining. I love it.
I like when, but somebody claimed, well, they must have tricked Clint.
And, oh, right. Yes.
And yeah, what did you tell me when I said that? You went, nobody.
I don't know what I said.
You said, you can't trick Clint.
You can't trick him.
No, you don't trick Clint.
Do the shit.
Clint will kick your ass.
Yeah.
You did not do it. You know what? What we got? I don't know what time we started, but
we got a couple minutes so we can move on to the quick news headlines.
Why don't you fill me in on what's going
on? Sure. Did you know that there is another Kennedy affair happening right now? Well, not in the present moment.
I was going to say, that would be gross.
Yeah, did you hear about the Mimi Beardsley Alford who had an 18-month affair with the president?
I heard something about that. Yeah, she was, she was, how old?
It went, 19, I think. 19. She was an intern. We've seen this before, you know. And apparently he never kissed her. And I just keep getting images of like Pretty Woman.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yes, yeah. Well, as soon as I heard never kissed her, my God, I heard Julia Roberts. Yeah,
okay.
Are we certain this woman didn't just watch Pretty Woman?
Yes.
Are we certain that didn't just happen? I mean, here's the thing.
She's going to make millions off of her books.
Yeah. Does that really surprise? I mean, interesting, I guess, but does it surprise anybody like that?
No.
There is, I think.
It just surprises me why it took so long. Why now?
I think there was like, I think we missed a call. We missed Marty. Hopefully we get him back. Marty, if you hear me, give me a ring back. We lost
I'm
you, buddy.
Here.
Holy
I'm here.
Crap, here
I'm
he is.
Here.
Welcome back, Marty.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
Good. So just two comments. One is that in New York, there's a weatherman named Storm Fields.
Oh, that's a good one.
Storm
Fields. Bon Iver is a band that was started in 2006, and this is their second album.
Wow.
Their second album.
They're writing on
second album. So how are they a new artist if they've already had an album out?
And not only are they a new artist, they just won Best New Artist.
And what kind of music is it, Marty?
It's rock.
Rock. Hmm. Is it good? Do you like them?
I don't know them. I mean,
you don't either. See,
Marty, have you ever had a case of Skrillex?
Yes, but I did see it back there and got rid of it.
That's fantastic.
Did you go to Planned Parenthood?
Did.
That's very nice. It's a fine call, young lady. Nice. That is, Marty, that is an immense amount of information.
There you go.
Thank you.
Seriously, that is so much more than I ever knew about Bon Iver.
I love when our callers or listeners tell us what's up.
Well, everybody that has ever called has been so much smarter than I am.
I know. They should be on the radio.
It is outrageous. Marty, did you watch the Grammys?
All right, then.
Do you ever watch any award shows? Do you watch movie award shows?
No, I watch the award shows.
I like the award.
The best award shows.
Really? Okay, no.
That is very nice. But you wouldn't know who to vote for since you don't watch any of the other ones, apparently.
No.
That is a good thing. Let me ask you one more question, Marty.
Yeah.
Do you know who Mumford & Sons is?
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they are. They're really good.
Yeah, they're excellent.
Okay, so I'm just the oldest person
ever.
Yeah. No.
But you didn't know Skrillex. Did you know Skrillex?
I had it, and I thought it was a rash, but...
Well, we understand. Turns out it was something else. You should get that still checked out. Don't let the joke avoid the doctor. You should still get the Skrillex.
Get rid of the Skrillex.
Thank you very much, Marty. I appreciate the call, man.
Have a good one.
You too.
Good night. What a nice caller.
That is nice. Marty calls in and enlightens us a little bit. That was very nice.
So we're running short on time. Should we review the other ones?
Please do.
Okay, let's do this one quickly. Lake Vasatuk in Antarctica. And it ties with Hitler.
With Hitler?
Yes. Apparently, it's a body of frozen... No, it's not frozen. It's a lake under the Arctic ice that hasn't been touched for 20 million years by, you know, it hasn't been exposed to any, the world for 20 million years. And it took, how many did it take? It took, I don't know, like 20 years to get there.
20 years of drilling.
To drill down, yeah.
So like 8 years into it, they're like, keep going, Chuck. Keep going. We're about 14 years away. Yeah. That's pretty much what. Nice. That's very nice.
How do you employ incentive like, them to keep to keep doing it?
I believe it was Russian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's
vodka.
Yeah, I think. Well, either that or you know your life.
Yeah, but
they
the
did
tie,
send him to the Arctic.
I know. God, what a job.
That's crazy though. But what does Hitler have to do with it?
Okay,
that?
So they say that it's rumored that the Reich, or you know.
Yeah, the Reich. Oh, they're fine people. Yeah. not so much.
No, I mean, they had, there's rumors that maybe Hitler's and Eva Braun's body was taken there to preserve in the eye so that it could be cloned, their DNA could be cloned in the future. This is, you know, a claim.
Good sci-fi movie plot, at the very least.
It's crazy. I mean, you have this astronomical scientific breakthrough and they tie it to Hitler.
So that is a good sci-fi plot right there. Hey, Jeremy, get us some sort of fake prop mustache. We're going to work on that. That is a good plot. I like it. That is a good story.
All right. And then did you hear about Roland Martin? Does that name sound familiar to you?
The CNN guy?
Yes.
What did he do?
He was basically tweeting away and was caught by CNN by just doing some offensive tweets geared towards anti-gays.
Really?
Yeah, so CNN said, we're not going to have it. You're out of here, buddy. They didn't fire him. He's not canned, but he's suspended.
Really? Like, blows my mind. Do you by any chance, happen to have the quotes?
But yeah.
What did he tweet?
Oh, actually, no, I don't. No, I don't have the quote. What do you know?
No, well, I had heard that he was at the Super Bowl. At a Super Bowl party, or it was during the Super Bowl, so one would assume he might have been drunk at a Super Bowl party, or at least you would hope, because, you know, once again, the crime, for lack of a better phrase, the offensive thought is less surprising than the stupidity of tweeting it. You work for CNN. You work in the media. Do you think so few people are watching CNN that you can actually still tweet stuff and nobody's going to notice? Like, keep your homophobic shit to yourself.
I know, and that's the thing that it was. It was pretty blatant that it was homophobic.
Shocking. I remember there was a little bit. I remember there was a few of them. The only thing I knew was something about if a guy liked the David Beckham ad, then
they should kick him or slap him.
Something like that.
Slap the shit out of him or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, he said he was making fun of soccer, and you're like, you're not making fun of soccer, dude. Yeah. That's stupidity. Stupidity
so,
and ignorance.
That's all I got. Do you want to do what's wrong with people?
Holy crap, what the hell is wrong with people?
I like when you say it.
It really is. It really is bad. You know what? Roland Martin would normally get my what's wrong with people. He normally would. But I'm going with somebody else because it's my last chance probably to pull him out. So first, let me know, who are you giving?
I'm going to do... And hope I didn't take yours.
No chance.
Karen Handel.
Karen Handel.
What the hell is wrong with you, woman?
Seriously, Karen Handel, what the hell is wrong with you?
It's a good thing you stepped down, and yay, go Planned Parenthood.
I like it. I like that call. That is a very good call. You know what? This is my last chance. Tiki Barber. I'm going to go as an old Giants fan. I'm going with Tiki Barber. Tiki Barber was
I remember that name.
Do you remember that name?
Yeah.
Probably, I'm assuming you know who I'm talking about because there's not a lot of Tikis going around. And he,
Tiki, me.
That's true. Well, and much cooler. You're significantly cooler, by the way. This guy, you don't ever get this award. This guy, 4 years ago before the Giants won their Super Bowl, he was their star running back. And he retires. Okay, that's your call. He's a little guy. He says, I don't want to get beat up. But after he retires, he figures he has a good analyst job. So, he goes out, he trashes the coach, says he's kind of the reason he retired. He doesn't know how to relate to his players. And Eli Manning, who you certainly know who he is, was very new. He was young in the league. And he said, Eli not only is not a good leader, but when he talks to the team in the huddle, it's hard not to laugh at him.
What?
Yeah,
wow.
So completely throws him under the bus, trashes him. That year, that first year Tiki retired, Giants won the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
4 years later, Giants again win the Super Bowl. Eli, who he trashed, said is a laughable leader, is now a two-time Super Bowl MVP and probable Hall of Famer. So, Tiki, seriously, dude, what the hell is wrong with you? Okay, thank you very much, everybody. That is what we got. We got next week. We look forward to seeing you. Kike, you have a great week. Thank you very much.
Good night, sexies.
Good night, everyone.